The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
Why do you bother teaching seven-year-olds to draw? They have no coordination. You wouldn't let them drive, so why let them draw?
The red paint on the front of the house is mixing with the grass.
Well, they're too young to have learnt perspective. Anyway, the grass is growing in front of the house.
Teach them how to draw a lawnmower. And how many people do you know live in a triangular house?
It's a pyramid.
A lot of Egyptian children in your class, Kate? That looks like it could fall down at any minute.
If it doesn't get hit by that comet.
That's the sun. That's the sun.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, the house must be very warm. I hope they've got air conditioning. Still handy for drying your sheets, the sun being 10 feet away.
Such a philistine. If it's not the Heywin, you don't like it. And what would you have said to Salvador Dali?
I'd say, it's all right, Salvador, but it's not the Heywin, is it?
Yeah, well, children are naturally abstract artists. They paint how they feel, not how they see.
You like Sophie, Kate. She's an arty-farty weirdo as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, so, Alan, why haven't you introduced us yet? You're keeping me from her, aren't you?
Is that why you're clogging up my flat marking stuff in your lunch hour?
No. Yes. No. Headmaster called a staff meeting. Yawn, so I bunked off.
You'll meet the Kate, but she's only going to be here for a minute. We're going shopping.
Tough gig. Still in the 3-week window, then?
What's a 3-week window?
In the first 3 weeks, if she wants to go shopping, you've got to look keen.
Even if you'd rather stay at home and drink bleach.
Just try and learn to enjoy shopping.
Girls take forever, whereas men... Well, when I go into a shoe shop, I don't even look at the shoes. I just say, got any size 8? No? Size 10? I'll take them. Just give me some thick socks.
Yeah, but generally when you go out and you see men and women, who looks best? It's women, isn't it? Yeah, because men go around saying, these jeans don't need washing, only been sick in them once.
Yeah?
Sophie.
Hey, what are you shopping for?
She wants to get something to wear for her dad's party tonight. It's his first party since his wife left him.
Ew, what happened?
She felt guilty about being rich, became a vegan, ran off with an eco-warrior, lives in a treehouse near Somerset.
Did he try and win her back?
Bought her a mink coat. I think he's got a bit possessive of Sophie since then, started showering her with money, bought her this art gallery. Just don't go on about your paintings, all right?
That's so... I didn't bring them.
I've got to go to the loo.
Well, wait to say hello. Hi, Sophie. You know Murray. This is Kate.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. I'm going to the loo.
Okay.
Hey, Kate. I like your paintings. This one's amazing. Such an abstract interpretation of a heist. Wow, look at that comet.
It's not a comet, it's the sun.
No, Alan, it's a comet.
It's like you've stripped away all the, I don't know, the cultural baggage that clouds our adult perceptions and painted like a...
Like a seven-year-old.
Alan, don't mock.
Yeah, Alan, don't mock. I'm glad you like it, Sophie.
Oh, I love it. If I could fill my gallery with work like this, I would. Hey, do you have any more?
Oh, let me see. Well, I could get you another Walker Walden Williams. 33!
I could do a whole naïf exhibition. That'd be such a coup. Drop them all down to the gallery tomorrow. I'll take a look at them and write you a cheque there and then. Say, £1,000?
£1,000?
Oh, it's too little, isn't it? 2,000?
2,000?
I can't go any higher than that, Alan.
I should say not, but we better go.
Oh, I'll come with you. I've got to get back to school.
Bye, Murray.
Alan, can I take the spare key so I can come round later and get the rest of the kids' paintings?
Yeah, okay.
You don't paint, do you, Alan?
No, my creative inner child's been swamped by cultural baggage.
Oh, shame.
Bye, Murray. Let yourself out.
Alan? Alan, I can't get out. Hello? Alan? Alan?
All right, wakey, wakey, sir. Come on, move along now. Come on. Come on. I don't want to have to arrest you for loitering.
You can't arrest someone for loitering in a shopping centre. This is where people come to loiter.
Okay, what about vagrancy?
Do I look like a vagrant?
Well, yeah, to be perfectly honest, sir, you do. Tired, dishevelled, crumpled clothes.
I just bought these.
Well, if you've done your shopping, why are you still here?
I'm waiting for my girlfriend.
A girlfriend?
Yes. I have. And if I look dishevelled, it's because I've been waiting for her for hours. What time is it, anyway?
Well, it's 4:28.
It's not.
Would you like me to have a word with her? You know, hurry her along a bit. Tell her she's causing an obstruction.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you what. I'll get WPC Swan to take care of it. Female touch. Swan, this is Harris. I've got a domestic problem at Karen Millen. I'll be requiring backup. Over.
All right, children, settle down. Now, as a special treat, we won't be doing sums this afternoon. We'll be doing art instead, because the last drawings you did were so good. No, tomorrow I won't be handing them back, because I lost them. No, I'm not just saying that because I couldn't be bothered to mark them. I did mark them, and you got a surprisingly high amount. Yes. Yeah, no, you can't do maths. I'm not obsessed with the arts, and I'm not a loony lefty. No, you can't have permission to leave the class to report me to a teaching ombudsman. Tamara, you're 7 years old. How do you even know what a teaching ombudsman is? Oh, your dad's one. Well, bully for your dad. He's not the ombudsman for this area, though, is he?
On with the girlfriend now. Over.
Should be long, sir, now.
Fantastic.
Receiving you, Swan. Go ahead. Over.
Can you ask the boyfriend if he thinks the green top is better than the... blue top. Over.
Do you think sending a woman officer in might have been a bit of a mistake?
Canteen Pro V. Check. Conditioner, check. Loofah, check. Cucumber cream and avocado lotion. Maybe I could make a salad. The radio.
This is Speaker FM, and now our phone-in. Teenagers, are you depressed, abused, suicidal? Well, we want to hear from you. Psychological advice from a man with a twitch who once got a book out of a library. So, ring now if you're not too scared like a tiny little baby.
Speak FM accepts no responsibility for any actual suicides incurred during this broadcast. You're not obliged by law to obtain permission from a parent before you call.
Oh. Well, I can't have a bath to the music from Jaws. Better off in the shower.
Hi, ladies and jelly spoons. And it's Movie Madness Day here on Radio 2. All your favourite soundtrack hits back to back. And now, Psycho!
Oh, no!
No, Tamara, these are no good. Look at that house. Look at the tree. They're not lopsided or bendy or in the wrong place. You can tell where everything's supposed to be, and that's no good. No good. Paint them again and paint them worse. No, Tamara, you haven't got repetitive strain injury. You're not old enough to have repetitive strain injury. Just get on with your paintings, and I'll get on with reading through these holiday brochures.
I'm on top of the world! Oh, iceberg. Bored, 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 bored.
I'll be just so lonely I could die.
You're joking. Me mobile. Hello, Murray here.
Murray, it's Alan.
Alan, hi.
I've got shopping fatigue. You've got to help me.
Calm down, Alan. Breathe deeply.
Just 5 more minutes. Over.
She said 5 more minutes, sir.
Yeah, right. Murray, I can't see the exits. I've lost all track of time. Is it dark outside?
Yes.
Oh, God. I need you to get down here and get me away from this. Maybe you could say my flat's on fire.
Think positive, Alan. Use the facilities. Go to the Global Food Village.
I did. I had the new Mexi Welsh pizza. Refried beans, chili, salsa, guacamole, sour cream and leeks.
How do you feel?
Unwell. I had a mystery death chili on it. I thought I'd avoided it, but it took me out at the last minute.
Sounds like you might be wanting your bathroom back later.
What do you mean I'll be wanting my bathroom back? Murray, get down here and rescue me.
I can't. I'm locked in.
You're not locked in. The door just sticks some... Hang on, have you been in there since I left?
4 hours.
What have you been doing?
I had a bath. What have you been doing?
Standing outside a shop. We're the luckiest men alive.
I'm not a man, Alan. I'm a prune. Come and let me out.
I can't. We're late as it is.
I'll have to call the police.
No! They'll chop down the door with an axe. I saw it on that Carlton programme. Police door, run, shout, axe.
I've got bathing fatigue. You've got to help me.
Calm down, Murray. Breathe deeply. If you're really stuck, ring a locksmith.
Harris, can you bring the boyfriend in? We'd like to question him with regard to whether the shoes go with the skirt.
Kate?
Hi, Murray. Are you in the toilet again? Oof, you want to cut down on your fibre, mate. Oh, I've had a terrible day. They decided they wanted an art exhibition at the parents' evening. All the paintings have been taken from the art room, and the head wants to choose them personally, as if he knows anything about how to strip away cultural baggage.
Sounds terrible. Kate?
What?
I'm locked in the bathroom.
What? Since lunchtime? Have you jiggled the key?
Yes.
Oh, are you okay? Have you had anything to eat?
Yes, I've had a bar of soap. Of course not.
Yeah. Can I get you anything?
Something flat that you could get under the door? Ryvita? Hobnob? Eucharist?
Oh, I'll go and have a look in the kitchen.
Kate?
Yes?
What if I'm locked in here for ages?
What if you are?
Well, I heard this story once about three old ladies. They were locked in the lavatory. They were there from Monday till Saturday and no one knew what they were doing.
Oh, what am I going to do if I don't get the pictures back? I can't sell them, can I?
Do forgeries.
Oh, good idea. I'll just look up master forgers in the yellow pages. Ask them if they can do wonky horses and orange crayon.
You could always break into the school and steal the paintings.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because paintings are always protected by alarms that you set off with invisible laser beams. You need special infrared goggles and a grapple hook and a piece of raw steak doused in chloroform to drug the guard dog.
I think you might be overestimating my school's budget a bit there, Murray. The only security we have is an 80-year-old caretaker with a wooden leg and an asthmatic dog. It'll be a piece of pistachio cake.
Anna, it's Mr. Galloway. Have you got a lady friend in there?
No.
Right.
Who is Mr. Galloway?
I have no idea.
Daddy, this is Alan.
Oh, yes. Alan. Alan.
Lovely house. Big house. Lovely big house.
And of course it is. Come in. We've already sat down.
We wanted to be fashionably late.
There is nothing fashionable about a flagrant disregard for punctuality.
I don't want to go in.
What?
I can't go in there, I'm scared.
Just do what I do, for God's sake.
Yes, yes, yes. So step into the dining room, Alan. Yes, everybody, this is Alan. My daughter's new boyfriend.
Hello.
Well, we try not to stand on ceremony in this household. Alan, you may sit down at the foot of the table over there. Go on.
Here?
Yes. Right, well, dinner's about to be served. Now, what would you prefer, venison or veal?
Actually, I'm vegetarian.
I see.
Hello? Anybody home?
Who are you?
I'm a locksmith.
How did you get in?
I'm a locksmith.
Hang on a minute, I'm in the bath.
Oh, did you have to tell me that? You're forcing me to picture you naked.
You don't know what I look like naked.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So are you going to let me out?
No.
Go on.
I can't. It wasn't the lock I was expecting. I'll have to come back. Don't worry. I'll let myself out.
Don't go.
How's your cauliflower, Alan?
Very nice. Crunchy. I've never had a whole one before.
Daddy, one of Alan's friends has sold me some art.
Really? Some avant-garde, subversive, loony, lefty piece of rubbish, I'd imagine.
I must just use the bathroom.
Yes, well, there's one at the top of the central staircase, just past the stuffed panda.
Thanks.
Hello?
Murray, it's Kate. I'm in the headmaster's office.
Cool, you got past the guard dogs and the laser beams. Are the paintings there?
I've only just got here.
Stick some chewing gum under his desk.
There's some under there already. Ew, he's got some weird books. 50 Ways to Make Small Children Feel Smaller. They shoot children, don't they? A Guide to Brazilian Teaching Methods and Conquering Impotence.
Oh, that's rubbish, that. Useless.
Look at these, Murray. He's got tapes of all his assemblies. The one with the epileptic fit, the one where I out the PE teacher, the one where Nick Berry comes back to the school and dies on his arse, and the one about Kate.
Oh, play that. Hey?
No, this one will be much better. It's a compilation tape. Now that's what I call assemblies, volume one.
No, don't not flush on me. No, flush. Don't not flush. Flush. No, flush. Flush, come on, flush. Flush, 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 flush. Oh, no. What am I going to do? This can't happen within the 3-week window.
Please hold the line. The number you are calling knows you are waiting.
Come on, come on.
Patience is a virtue.
Hello?
You took your time. You can only be 3 feet away from the phone.
I was talking to Kate on the other line.
Murray, I'm experiencing a situation.
What sort of situation?
I went to use the bathroom.
Yep.
And let's just say, although this is a plush bathroom, it's somewhat lacking in the flush department.
Plush but no flush. Is there a brush?
There's no brush.
Plush, no flush, no brush. Right, Alan, I'm going to need more information. Can you describe what you're looking at?
Yes, I can, but I'm not going to do that, Murray.
Well, is there a smell?
Murray.
I'm just trying to establish how serious the situation is. If it's not that serious, then my advice to you is just walk away from it.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because you don't, do you? You don't just walk away from something like that. It's my mess. I'm going to have to deal with it. Murray, where are you?
In the bath.
Oh, you answer the phone when you're in the bath? Did you have to tell me that? You're forcing me to picture you naked.
You don't know what I look like naked.
I do.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Put some clothes on, Murray. You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting? You're ringing me up to tell me about your poo and I'm disgusting. Oh, Kate's on call waiting. Gotta go.
Murray, help me. Someone's coming.
Maybe it's the ghost of a dead teacher. Or a psychotic ex-pupil with a grudge.
Oh, Murray.
Sorry, Kate.
Oh, they're getting closer. I'm going to have to phone you back.
Okay, folks, it's Movie Madness Night here on Radio 2. And that was an excerpt from the soundtrack of that classic horror movie, Help, Someone's Coming and They're Going to Eat My Eyes. And the theme from My Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That is a very scary film. Well, that's the one where Freddy Krueger, the school caretaker, appears and attacks a defenseless young girl.
I tell you what, Pinter, I'm not sure about this new metal leg. All right, everybody. Hang on. Let me just lock up here. Let's go on.
I'm in the bedroom.
Have you you found the wardrobe yet?
Yeah, and it's massive. Looks more like a garage. Electric doors and everything. Biggest walk-in wardrobe you ever saw.
Walk in.
I am walking in.
Now get a wire hanger.
Why?
For dispersal purposes.
There aren't any wire hangers.
What do you mean?
They're too rich to have wire hangers. They're all made out of porcelain or something.
Are there no metal hangers at all?
I don't think so. Oh, hang on, this one looks like it might be gold-plated.
That'll do, grab it.
Right.
What's that noise?
The hanger's alarmed, I don't believe it. Their coats are so expensive, they're individually alarmed.
Right, Alan, get out of there, hide.
Where?
Back in the bathroom, lock yourself in.
Right, good idea. No, bad idea.
Why, what's up?
I've got return to the loo odour trauma.
Who can I call? Who can I call? Headmaster, headmaster.
Hello, you've reached the answer phone of the headmaster. Now pay attention to what I'm about to say. You might just learn something. Now, I'm not into the moment, but if you want to leave a message, please speak up after the tone. Don't mumble. Goodbye.
Stay calm. Think. 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 Think.
Someone's tried to steal your mother's fur coat with that long-haired vegetarian friend of yours. He's locked himself in. He's not taking drugs in there, is he?
Flush! Flush, come on! It's gone! It's gone! Yes! Oh, no, it's back!
Kate, this is the fire brigade. Now, stand away from the door. We're going to use an axe.
Standing away from the door!
Oh. Murray, this is the locksmith. Stand away from the door. I'm going to use a key.
Hang on a minute. I'm in the bath. Again.
Alan, this is ridiculous. Stand away from the door. I'm going to force it open.
All right, I'm coming out.
Okay, Murray, try that.
It's working.
Of course it's working. I'm a lot... Your hair. It's so beautiful, so shiny.
It's Pantene Pro V. With aloe vera, it contains liquid hair.
Oh, and that smell. You smell like a forest glade.
Cucumber cleansing cream. pH balanced to work with your skin.
It looks so soft.
Could be the avocado exfoliating lotion with added essence of chamomile and jojoba.
So, Murray, what do you want to do now that you're a free man? Now that you're free to do whatever you want to do?
Actually, I think I might need the toilet.
Yeah, we've got her right here, Headmaster. No, she's not a pupil, she's the art teacher. I'll put her on, Sir Headmaster.
Headmaster.
Kate, I'm very disappointed in you. Mm. Breaking into the school is a very serious matter.
Mm-hmm.
Childish, irresponsible, and sets a bad example to the other teachers.
Mm.
Apart from anything else, it's very dangerous. Mm. I mean, my desk has very sharp corners, and if you tripped over, you could have had your eye out on one of those.
Sorry, Headmaster.
Well, since you do seem to be sorry, and since normally you're a very well-behaved teacher, I'm prepared to overlook it just this once.
Really?
Yes, I am. Oh, and in case you're wondering about the Rude Lady magazines, I confiscated them off a pupil. But I did.
Now,
about then, young man? Will you explain yourself, or must I call the police?
I pooed. Yes, I pooed. I did a poo. But you know what? I don't care. Do you hear me? I don't care. What's the matter with you lot? Don't people poo in posh land? When you poo, is it somehow better quality, more luxurious poo? Is that it? Is that why you're so offended? My poo not good enough for you? Not good enough in comparison with your chic designer poo? Oh, Ambassador, with this Ferrero Rocher poo, you're really spoiling us.
Well, what about the fur coat? Are you some kind of anti-fur lunatic?
I wasn't after the coat. I wanted the hanger.
Oh, you had your eye on my hangers, did you?
The hanger was for dispersal. I'd have put it back afterwards. It wouldn't flush. I got flustered.
Wait a minute. So you weren't sabotaging my ex-wife's fur coat? It was just the lack of flush?
Yes.
Alan, I'm terribly sorry. I've misunderstood you. I've been guilty of a series of wildly inaccurate prejudices which I formed in the first few seconds after you arrived. Do you know what? I took you to be a do-gooding, namby-pamby liberal creep. An imbecile, a limp-wristed twerp, a giggling loon, a spineless, snivelling buffoon. I only formed those impressions based on the way you looked. Your long hair, your scruffy clothes, your slovenly demeanour, your mincing walk. Simply, I can only guess that you didn't explain the faulty flush to Alan.
No.
Oh, it's a bit temperamental, Alan. You lifted right up, then hard down.
Well, to be honest, I thought you were different too.
Yes.
You come across like an overbearing and boorish thug. Repressed and emotionally constipated.
Yes.
A bully, arrogant and insensitive.
All right.
You're hiding behind a veil of aggression in order to mask all your insecurities.
Now, dare you tell me what I'm like. Get out of my house, you slut-jawed hippie!
Alan, is it all right if I put this tape on?
Whatever.
Oh, come on. You were tucked in the 3-week window, so that means we're not obliged to sympathise. And anyway, I am 2 grand down.
I had a great time. I may spend more days in the loo.
What tape is it?
The one where Nick Berry's mum turns up drunk.
The Alan Davis Show was written by Ben Silburn, Tony Roach and Alan Davis, and starred Alan Davis, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona, with Caroline Lonk and Kevin Eldon. The broadcast assistant was Elaine Wigley, and the producer was Jane Batoo.